Welcome back to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Dan Jackson. We'll be back right after this.
Hey there, Eastern Sierra. It's Jesse. Let me ask you a question. How much is your energy bill each month? It's pretty high, right? Well, with the new climate change bill that passed, there is actually 30% tax rebates in there for going solar. Why is that important? Well, one of our top advertisers is High Point Solar. They were already the best and the cheapest in the area. And if you mention this ad, you get $250 off your purchase. But now, whatever you choose to purchase, you can put in a 30% tax rebate. That means when all is said and done, most likely your bill is less than $100 a month. And once it's paid off, you no longer have bills. So, the second smartest thing you could do, get yourself an electric water heater, an electric dryer, make sure all your appliances are electric, then you don't have bills anymore once the solar is paid off, which is like 7 years. It's not even a big deal. It's like having a car. That's a car that's going to last for 30 or 40 years, by the way. So what's the first smartest thing you could do? Call Amy at High Point Solar. That's 760-937-5849. Again, 760-937-5849. Or go to highpoint-solar.com and get your free quote today. And don't forget to mention, you heard this from Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now. You'll get $250 off your purchase. Trust me, worth it.
Welcome back, and let's take a look at some of the headlines. The Bishop Unified School District would like to say it's been a hectic couple of days while they've been at work addressing the gas issues on campus. They want to share a brief update with you to keep you in the loop with what's going on, what's been fixed, and what's still an ongoing issue. A propane leak was detected near the TK building. The oversaturation of the ground due to this recent storm pushed the propane up into the air, which is why staff were able to smell it and detect the problem in the TK and K1 buildings. This issue is now fixed. The pipe's been replaced in addition to new fittings on either end. That's the good news. Several Bishop Elementary School buildings are registering high levels of methane gas. These elevated levels are localized to the K1 building, first and second grade building, and the front office. The TK building is to be determined once they can confirm propane has entirely dissipated. Yesterday morning, the staff measured gas levels in buildings on every campus in the district and have found no further evidence of presence of methane beyond these few buildings on the Bishop Elementary School campus. Several local agencies have come to campus to help them figure out their problem. A sewer issue has been ruled out. The consensus is that it's a ground issue. They still need to better detect exactly where it's coming from, but they don't expect the problem to resolve until the ground can dry out enough for methane levels to return to normal. They will be ventilating the affected buildings each day and will continue to monitor gas levels across the campus. For everyone's safety, Bishop Elementary School students will need to remain off campus through the end of this week. During this time, students will be provided with independent study work from their teachers. The school will reach out to families with more details soon. Families may pick up free lunches from the cafeteria from 11 to noon on Thursday and Friday. They hope, and what their efforts will continue to work towards, is to have all staff and students back on campus Tuesday the 17th. But there is much out of their control at this time. It's essentially bad luck that their campus is located exactly where it is to be a low spot for the groundwater and methane to go. You'll be hearing from them Monday the 16th, whether or not the entire campus will open back up on Tuesday, or other respective plans. They'd like to thank you for your support, and they are doing everything they can to make the campus safe and ready for all students and staff to return. That's coming from Katie Kolker, BUSD Superintendent, and Dr. Gretchen Skrotsky, the Bishop Elementary School Principal. And the town of Mammoth Lakes would like to provide important information on building damage resulting from heavy snow. When the town experiences periods of heavy snowfall, structures in town can experience some degree of structural damage. Small cracks in drywall and doors not closing fully can be a common symptom of snow load-induced stress on buildings. While this may at first appear to be alarming, these signs are normal, even in average snow years, and your building is likely to be structurally sound. However, should you see broken or fractured structural members, such as roof rafters and beams, or deformed roof or wall surfaces, report the damage right away to the Mammoth Lakes Building Division at 760-937-5939. The town has posted important and potentially life-saving information on the Town of Mammoth Lakes website under Quick Links, and it's a printable PDF. For more information, you can go to EasternSierraNow.com or the Eastern Sierra Now app.
Hey guys, it's Jesse. Instead of talking about Astorga's Mexican restaurant and how much I love it, I'm going to do you one better. I am going to use their online ordering system right now and show you how fast it is to get your food ordered. Ready and go. Okay, I am going to get a Astorga's Chihuahua style burger combo. Click, added to cart. And what do I want to drink? What do they have here? Mocktails, eh? Let me get a watermelon. We're going to get that. And then we move on to sides. I want to get some chips. And I want to get some salsa. And what else am I going to get here? I'll get some extra guacamole. And move on from there. Soups and salads. What's soup of the day? Let's have that. We'll click that. And we got some appetizers here. Check that out. Bean dip. Mexican buffalo wings. Oh, man. Okay. Click. That goes perfect with Mexican burger. And it looks like that is good. Oh my gosh, there's all these other things, enchiladas and burritos. Nope, we're sticking with the burger here. We're doing that. And click here, order, boom, done. It is sent. All I have to do is go pick it up, man. That's how long it takes. You are good to go. Astorga's Mexican restaurant. You can't go wrong. There's nothing about that place that isn't awesome. I love them. Phone number, 760-872-3849. And you can see the menu at AstorgasMexicanRestaurant.com where you can place your online order. Trust me, that's how you want to do it. Head over there today. And do me a favor. Let them know Jesse sent you.
And Northern Avenue Hospital welcomed the first baby of the new year on January 3rd at 10.07 p.m. to parents Bonavasile and Daniel Freeman. Welcome baby Maximus to Bishop. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors has posted a list of their committees. I'm not going to go through the full thing. Go to Eastern Sierra now for the link. But just a couple to notice. City of Bishop Liaison Committee is Jeff Griffiths and Scott Marcelin. The Child Caring Planning Committee is Trina Oral. The BLM Resource Steering Committee is Jennifer Rossner. And Bishop Rural and Rural Fire Protection Ad Hoc Committee is Scott Marcelin and Nate Greenberg. Let's take a look at the weather. Coming up for Mammoth, today's going to be partly cloudy with a high of 37 and a low of 23. Tomorrow will be PM showers with a high of 34, a low of 22. This weekend looks like more snow with a high of 28 on Saturday and a low of 17. Sunday's going to be a high of 25 and a low of 20. Bundle up and make sure you've got plenty of firewood. For Bishop, today is going to be mostly cloudy with a high of 49 and a low of 30. Tomorrow is going to be partly cloudy with a high of 49, low of 28. Saturday, expect some more rain coming in with a high of 47 and a low of 27. Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 45 and a low of 33. That's going to do it today. Thank you for listening. Thank you for joining me. And as always, I'll talk to you later.